Aarhus in Denmark, where last Saturday around 200 members of far-right movements from across Europe came together. One of the organisers was Tommy Robinson of the English Defence League.
This date will be remembered and etched into history. The 31st of the 3rd, 2012, the date where people come together from all European countries to give birth to a European Defence League.
Even if the numbers didn't match the rhetoric, radicalism expert Matthew Feldman of the University of Northampton says the meeting was a landmark.
That does represent the first attempt at a really pan-European linking of the defense leagues to counter what they see as a Islamization of Europe.
Just days earlier, an Islamist gunman, Mohamed Merah, launched a series of attacks around Toulouse in France, killing 7 people, including 3 Jewish schoolchildren. And last August in Norway, right-wing extremist Anders Breivik set off explosives in Oslo before carrying out a mass shooting at a youth summer camp, killing 77 people in all. He has since been diagnosed with schizophrenia. Analyst Matthew Feldman says right-wing groups like the English Defence League try to avoid being labelled as extremist by adopting new ideologies.
What we see now is what's called an ethno-differentialist perspective in the literature, which says we actually don't think that any group is better or worse than others. We simply think that cultural mixing, that multiculturalism is the great evil because it destroys both cultures that are mixing.
Such ideas have long been espoused by far-right political parties like the Front National in France. Its leader, Marine Le Pen, is expected to do well in next month's presidential election. In the Netherlands, Geert Wilders' anti-Islam platform gave his Freedom Party more than 15% of the vote in the 2010 elections. VOA spoke to him before the poll.
I have nothing against Muslims, but I believe that Islam is a totalitarian ideology and it goes against our freedom.
Analyst Matthew Feldman says new technologies are changing the far-right politics of old.
For example, the software Facebook, where it's very easy to quickly coordinate something like a street demonstration or to be able to have the grassroots communicating with each other and with the leadership.
Feldman adds that the number of anti-fascist protesters who turned out to counter last weekend's rally exceeded the far-right numbers by 20 to 1. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London. Thank you.